Lisa Murkowski, she mentioned that her goal was security. And for some people, security means different things. But for her, like she said, as a parent, security is knowing your child will have a secure future. And not necessarily like militarily being secure, but definitely diplomatic security. For Byron Mallott, his, I guess, view of the Arctic is really Alaska-centric. He really wants to see Alaska become a leader in the Arctic, because there are certainly places where Alaska can step up a little bit more.
So you're hearing a lot of different Alaska leaders share their visions for the Arctic. But what has been your big takeaway, Brian? What do you want to see from the future of the Arctic?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I took away from this was the importance of local input and indigenous input, because it was funny. It was a symposium about the Arctic in Seattle. Seattle is an Arctic. And two of our speakers were representatives from Washington. And yeah, Washington isn't in the Arctic. One of the speakers did a really great job of pointing this out. She said that having the Arctic Encounter Symposium in Seattle is like having a symposium on Africa in Tokyo. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And I know it's really convenient for everyone to fly into Seattle, but I think it'd be more helpful. It'd be more like leading by example if we chose as a body to have our symposium in Alaska or anywhere in the Arctic, really.
It sounds like you're seeing some of the frustrations or imperfections that emerge when you're talking through big issues like this with people who are coming from a lot of different places and perspectives. So I wonder how you describe the overall tone of this meeting. Did you see optimism? Any butting heads?
I did see some butting heads when it came to climate change, actually. I think someone said if everyone just stopped using electricity, stopped using anything that would emit carbon, Alaska's impact would be negligible. And I would disagree with that, because I think your mindset has to be that no matter how little the change, it's necessary in like reaching this goal of a sustainable energy future for the world. And so there was butting heads saying, why are we using our Alaskan resources to help fix this environment that really, even if we were perfect, we wouldn't even make a dent, which is kind of disheartening. But I think that there are enough people that believe in our power to make a change, however little, that, you know, we're going to make progress.
And beyond climate change, what other issues did you focus on? I know you really care about education.
I was able to talk to one of the head people at ANSEP about when high schoolers in Alaska go to college, they need to take like remedial classes most of the time. He had a study that said half of the people from Unalaska have to take remedial classes when they go to college in the UA system. And there are places like Mount Edgecombe where 70% have to take remedial classes. 50% is actually one of the best in the state, which is also disheartening. And basically his thoughts were that we need to be more rigorous about our education, and also education in rural areas is kind of a way to break that cycle of rural poverty. If local school boards and local decision makers decide to commit their community to having rigorous standards for their education, which I think our school board's doing a fine job at, it's just that our entire state needs to know about the issue and also care about the issue enough to stick their neck out for students in rural places that might need extra resources to succeed at the college level.